The death of Charlena Lyles hit hard for people living at Sandpoint Housing in Magnuson Park. Lyles was shot to death there by Seattle police on Sunday. The apartment complex is operated by Solid Ground. It's a Seattle nonprofit that provides housing for people in transition from homelessness. Mike Buckman is the communications director at Solid Ground. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that it's a place to start again.
Folks have come through very challenging times. And they're able to, really start to look at what are the things they want to do with their lives, with their children's lives, and how can we then support them in achieving those goals.
And how do you support them? I understand there's some services there.
Yeah, we provide case management, and it's a model where folks identify the help and support they're looking for, and we help them find it.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. People might be working on their employability, and so need to either increase their specific skills that might be leading to living wage jobs, or go back to school and do some education work to achieve a career they want. People might have drug or alcohol issues that they're working on and need to be connected to a counselor, those sorts of things.
You described it as a neighborhood. Take me on a walk through it.
Sure.
Let's walk down some paths, yeah. And tell me what we're looking at.
So you come into the park. It's on the western edge of Magnuson Park, and there are a couple of buildings that are visible up on Sandpoint Way that are old Navy barracks, brick buildings, and those are family housing. There's a big play area in between, and there's always a lot of kids. There's about 450 people live on the campus, and about half of them are young people, and so there's always a tremendous amount of energy and activity, particularly when school's out. And there's the park, so you have this lovely vista of playfields and woods and off to the mountains. It's a great place for people who need a place to live.
This shooting death has affected many people in Seattle. What kind of impact is it having in the neighborhood?
So far we're focused on the impact in our residential community and with our staff. And as you can imagine, the volume of police on campus on Sunday, the fact that a resident was shot to death by police has been incredibly traumatic for that community, that immediate community, as well as the nation as a whole.
The neighborhood is getting a lot of attention right now because of this tragedy, but that's not the whole story, as you've told us. What do you want people to know about the folks who live in this neighborhood?
These are people who are making tremendous strides to put their lives in a direction they want their lives to be. One woman who I know, her daughter graduated high school last night and has a scholarship to attend college, and it's a joyous, fabulous time. I don't know if she's the first person in her family to graduate high school. She might well be. But certainly, it's a time to celebrate, and she represents the kind of stories that we have all the time there. The young 10-year-olds play in the community center rec basketball league, and they went undefeated this year. There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of community involvement, and people are, holding each other's backs. But it's also a complex community. People come to us having had a variety of experiences, many of which, would be considered traumatic by any of us. They might be dealing with immigration status or refugee status. They might be dealing with domestic violence. They might be dealing with a whole range of issues around employability and employment. And so people, even in non-mind-blowingly tragic times like this is, people caring a lot.
Mike Buckman is the communications director at Solid Ground. He spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm.